Blog Talk Radio.
Book of 1 Kings, chapter 7, verse 40 to verse 50. That's in my let my fessel produce a hundred. And Haran made the lavers and the shovels and the basins. So Haran made an end of doing all the work that he made King Solomon for the house of Yahweh. The two pillars, the two bowls of the chapiters that were on the top of the two pillars, and the two networks to cover the two bowls of the chapiters which were upon the top of the pillars, and 400 pomegranates for the two networks, even two rows of pomegranates for one network to cover the two bowls of the chapiters that were upon the pillars, and 10 bases and 10 lavers on the bases, and one sea, and 12 oxen under the sea, and the pots, and the shovels, and the basins, and all the vessels which Haran made to King Solomon for the house of Yahweh, were of bright brass. In the plain of Jordan did the king cast them in the playground between Sukkoth and Zarthan. And Solomon left all the vessels unweighed because they were exceeding many. Neither was the weight of the brass found out. And Solomon made all the vessels that pertained to the house of Yahweh, the altar of gold and the table of gold whereupon the showbread was, and the lampstands of pure gold, 5 on the right side and 5 on the left, before the oracle with the flowers and the lamps and the tongs of gold, and the bowls, and the snuffers, and the basins, and the spoons, and the centers of pure gold, and the hinges of gold, both for the doors of the inner house, the most holy place, and for the doors of the house of the temple. Amen. Kebole kwalu, kebole demsu, kebole chaylu, kebole ketamawe haile shalasi, nugusnuges Ethiopia, Yeshua Shalom.
The Brit Chadasha Chadish Kidan, Renewed Covenant Reading for RSS number 22, Wayakel, and he assembled from 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6 through 11, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 11 through 18. We begin, B'Shem Ha'ab, with Habain, Ruach HaKadosh Yahweh Ahad, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, he who be, who he be, the one. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. The encouragement. Elohim loves a cheerful giver. If we give, he will give. Verse 6, wow. Verse 7, Zayn. Verse 8, Hey, Ki, Hine, Hazorea, Bitimtum, Iktor, Bitimtum, Hazorea, Bibarakot, Iktor, Bibarakot, We call Ish, Kasher, Yidbenu, Libo, Lo, Ba'ain, Ra'a, We lo, L'anso, Ki, Hanotin, Bileb, Sameach, Ye Ahab. Oto Elohim, we Elohim, Yakul, Lahashvia, Alekim, Chesed, Sheyeh, Lakem, Bekol et De Zipukkem, Bakol, we Tochiru, Bekol Maase Tob. But this I say, he that soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he that soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully, every man according as he purposes in his heart. So let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for Elohim loveth a cheerful giver, and Elohim is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye always, having all sufficiency in all, may abound to every good work. As it is written, he has dispersed abroad, he has given to the poor, his righteousness remaineth forever. Now, he that ministereth seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food, and multiply your seed sown, and increase the fruits of your righteousness, being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, that causes through us thanksgiving to Elohim. For the administration of this service not only supplieth the need of the saints, but is abundant also by many thanksgiving to Elohim, whilst by the experiment of this ministration they glorify Elohim for your professed subjection to the gospel of Mashiach, to the gospel of Christ, and for your liberal distribution to them and to all, and by their prayer for you, that long after you, for the exceeding grace of Elohim in you. Thanks be to Elohim for his unspeakable gift. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, the only foundation. Verse 11, Yod Aleph. Verse 12, Yod Beit. Verse 13, Yod Gimel. Verse 14, Yod Dalet. Verse 15, Hey, wow. Ki lo yukal ish lashit yisod acher zulati hamusad shehu Yeshua HaMashiach. Ve'im yibne habone al ha'yisod hazeh zahab o kesef o abanim yikarot o eitz o chatir o kash yigale maase kol ish ki hayom hu yibararehu ki ba'esh yerae uma maase kol ish wa'ish ha'esh tibachaneinu im yamod maase ish asher bana alayu yikabel sakarro ve'im yisareif maasehu yifasideinu ve'hu yawasha ak keod mutal me'ish. For other foundation can no man lay that is laid, that is Yeshua HaMashiach, that is Jesus Christ. Two kinds of ministry and their result. Now, if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stone, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide that he has built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. Know ye not that ye are the temple of Elohim, and that the Spirit of Elohim dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of Elohim, him shall Elohim destroy. For the temple of Elohim is holy, that temple ye are. Let no man deceive himself.
If any man among you seemeth to be wise in this world, let him become a fool, that he may be wise.
Kabarula Kalu, Kabarula Dimtu, Kabarula Chailu, Kabarula Ketamawi, Chaile Selassie, Be Jesus Christos Sim. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power, glory to Abinu, Melkenu, our Father, our King, the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Yes, I, Rastafari.
When I say more, you say fire, more
fire. Why, perfect. Blessed, Messiah, 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 Messiah,
Messiah.
Conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of God, earth rightful ruler.
It's Selassie, he's the child.
Thank you. In Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun. Splendor to the sun. Splendor to the sun. An exalted power to the lion. 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 In his divine being to the kings of Israel. Divine being to the kings of Israel. To the kings of Israel. To the kings of Israel. And at times, to God. And at times, to God. And at times, to God himself. 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 Himself.
David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that, even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd, one shepherd, one shepherd, one shepherd.
With Ethiopia, this man was born there, Babylon, to them that know me. Mention of Rahab and Babylon, Selah. I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon to them that know me. Behold, Philistia and Tyre with Ethiopia. This man was born there. Man was born there. Selah. Selah. I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon to them that know me. Behold, Philistia and Tyre with Ethiopia. This man was born there.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? The Ethiopians. Are ye not?
Live by the Torah and the wicked as a crumble. Be Bible. Shout up two songs and the wicked them tremble. Live by the Bible. Shout up two songs and the wicked them tremble. Live by the Torah and the wicked as a crumble.
Shema Yisrael. Adonai Eloheinu. Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
1 Kings chapter 7, verse 51 to chapter 8, verse 21. Besama Abba Wawa let Nafesa produce Ahadum Lak. So was ended all the work that Nugu Solomon made for the house of Yahweh, Furuku. And Solomon brought in the things which Dawid his father had dedicated, even the silver and the gold and the vessels did he put among the treasures of the house of Yahweh. Chapter 8. Then Solomon assembled the elders of Israel and all the heads, the rasses of the tribes, the chief of the fathers of the children of Israel, the Bani Israel, to King Solomon, Nugus Solomon in Jerusalem, that they might bring up the Ark of the Covenant of Yahweh out of the city of Dawid, which is Zion. And all the men of Israel assembled themselves to the Nugus Solomon at the feast in the month of Athanim, which is the seventh month. And all the elders of Israel came, and the priest Kohim took up the Ark. And they brought up the Ark of Yahweh, Buruku, and the tabernacle of the congregation, and all the holy vessels that were in the tabernacle, even those did the Kohen, the priests, and the Levites bring up. And Nugu Solomon, King Solomon, and all the congregation of Israel that were assembled to him, were with him before the ark, sacrificing sheep and oxen, that they could not be told or numbered for multitude. And the Kohen, the priests, brought in the ark of the covenant of Yahweh Buruku to his place and to the oracle of the house, to the most holy place, even under the wings of the cherubim. For the cherubim spread forth their two wings over the place of the ark, and the cherubim covered the ark and the staves thereof above. And they drew out the staves, that the ends of the staves were seen out in the holy place before the oracle, and they were not seen without. And there they are till this day. There was nothing in the ark save two tables of stone, which Moses put there at Horeb, when Yahweh Buruku made a covenant with the children of Israel when they came out of the land of Egypt. And it came to pass, when the Kohen, the priests, were come out of the holy place, that the cloud filled the house of Yahweh Bluku. So that the priest, the Kohen, could not stand to minister because of the cloud, for the glory, the Kibbur, had filled the house of Yahweh. Then spoke Solomon. Yahweh said that he would dwell in thick darkness. I have surely built thee a house to dwell in, a settled place for thee to abide in forever. And the king turned his face about and blessed all the congregation of Yisrael. And all the congregation of Israel stood, and he said, Baruch Ata Yahweh Elohim Ze Israel, blessed be Yahweh Elohim of Israel, which spake with his mouth to Dawid, my Ab, my father, and have with his hand fulfilled it, saying, since the day that I brought forth my people Israel out of Egypt, I chose no city out of all the tribes of Israel to build a house, that my name might be therein. But I chose Dawid to be over my people Yisrael. And it was in the heart of Dawid, my father, to build a house for the name of Yahweh Elohim Ze Israel. And it was in the heart of Dawid, my Ab, to build a house for the name of Yahweh Elohim Ze Israel. And Yahweh said to Dawid, my Ab, whereas it was in thine heart to build a house to my name, Hashem, thou didst well that it was in thine heart. Nevertheless, thou shalt not build the house, but thy son, thy bane, that shall come forth out of thy loins, he shall build the house to my name, Hashem. And Yahweh Baruch Hu hath performed his word that he spake, and I am risen up in the room of Dawid, my Ab, and sit on the throne of Israel as Yahweh promised, and have built a house for the name Shem of Yahweh Elohim Ze Israel. And I have set there a place for the ark wherein is the covenant of Yahweh Baruch Hu, which he made with our fathers of Abamoch, when he brought them out of the land of Egypt. Amen.
Of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of thee, O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon, to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyria, with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there, and the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
What is true?
David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgments and observe my statutes and do them. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob, my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt. And they shall dwell therein, even they and their children's children, forever. And my servant David shall be their prince forever. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them. There shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will place them and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore. My tabernacle also shall be with them. Yea, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And the heathen shall know that I, the Lord, do sanctify Israel, when my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forevermore. Evermore. Evermore.
Have been involved in the killings in Jamaica over the years, or that's somebody else?
Rasta is involved in progress, in making understanding, like preaching traditional culture to the Rastano killers. You have to do good before you can be a Rasta.
You have to do
bad,
good.
If he's baddie, then you're bad. If he's goodie, then you're good.
What would I have to do to be a Rastafari?
Well, the first thing you have to be born again.
Born again?
Yeah.
Would I have to be black?
Do you have a choice? If
no,
you have a choice, you better be black if you have a choice. But if you don't have a choice, someone's got black skin.
This is the message of Rastafari that you should go back to Africa?
Yes, and that the earth must rule by Africa.
Forward.
One government. Forward, not back, forward.
Yeah, go forward to Africa,
yeah.
Not back.
Mm-mm.
Do you think that will ever happen? Do you really believe that will happen?
Yeah.
A lot of money out of your music?
Money. I mean, how much is a lot of money to you?
Yeah, that's a good question. Have you made, say, millions of dollars?
No.
Are you a rich man?
When you mean rich, what do you mean?
You have a lot of possessions, a lot of money in the bank.
Position make you rich? I don't have that type of richness. My richness is life, forever.
Religion is that Christ, you know Christ, they will return within 2,000 years. Now we check all the time, this time is 1,979 years gone. So when I'm returned, I'm going to return on new name, we shall be dreadful and terrible among the heathen. And when I'm come, we shall be the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and the conqueror in the land of the tribe of Judah. In our lifetime, we look out on the earth to see who come with these names. One man will find his imperial majesty, Emperor Elias, Selassie I, the first, who is the King of Kings, the Lord, and the conqueror in the land of the tribe of Judah. No, the Bible, you know. The Bible is our route that we take, the Bible. Why? God same shall put it in the hearts to write it. Well, today the Bible reveals that His Majesty is the conquering Lion of the tribe of Judah, King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, just like the Revelation, the Bible, you know, with proof. So His Majesty is the reality and the Revelation of the Bible.
Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I of Ethiopia is the Almighty. No. Anyone have anything to say, come up, say, Lord, make me hear what I have to say. Now the Bible says so, Babylon newspaper says so, and I and I, the children, say so.
I'm going to testify.
The Brit Chadasha Chadiskidan. Renewed Covenant reading for RSS number 23, Pekudei, Accountings of 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16 and 17, Hebrews chapter 13, verse 10. We begin, B'Shem Ha'ab, with Habain, Ruach HaKadosh, Yahweh Ahad. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, He who be, who He be, the One. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16, Tate Zane, verse 17, Yod Zane. Halo Yudaitem, ki Hekal Elohim Atem. Ruach Elohim Shokain Bekerbekem Weish Asher Yashit et Hekal Elohim Ha Elohim Yashit Oto Ki Hekal Elohim Kadosh We Atem Hekalo. Know ye not that ye are the temple of Elohim, and that the Spirit of Elohim dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of Elohim, him shall Elohim destroy. For the temple of Elohim is holy, that temple ye are. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 10, Yod. Yesh lanu mizbeach asher ein lahem rishut limsharte hamishkan le'akol me'alayo. Christian separation and worship. We have an altar whereof they have no right to eat that serve the tabernacle. Kabur lakalu, kabur ladimtu, kabur lakhailu, kabur lakadamawi, khaile selase, be Jesus Christos sim. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power, glory to Abinu, Melkenu, our Father, our King, the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Yes, I, Rastafari.
Remember not to try to defend up for the sound, you know, defend up for the music, defend up for the positiveness of music.
But in Zaman, I live amongst music. You see, music is a godly thing, you know. You see, I live amongst country, in a country. I live amongst which part people meet your man in time and say, good morning, Uncle Ness, how you do? God bless you, my son. I live amongst them people. I live amongst people who get up and cuss every day. So me always a Rasta from creation. So Rasta is the whole thing, is not the influence. Rasta the thing, everything, every other thing. We don't know what I go on about the other thing then. Rasta the first.
The child
kick it out, champion, so like not to dread it. Don't know Jamar and taste of butter rank.
Power of the Trinity. Build your mind on this direction. Thank you.
the rubber dumb spinning. Let the tune of the message of speaking. Keep the rubber dumb spinning. Let the tune of the message of speaking.
Erev Tov, Chavarim, Chavarim, Shalom, Chavarim, here for the third day of the Shabuah, third day of the strong, third day of the week right here, here for the T2T, here to testify Tuesday here on the air, the evening song. First of all, I'd like to give thanks, Toda Rabba, to the co-laboring Chavarim, especially to Ras Sahar Ahad, Ras Ayesen Tafari, Ras Baruchel, Ras Moshe. Oh, all the Rosses and also the Daughters as well. You know, but especially those co-laboring with the reading. We just went over the Haftarah of the Prophet's reading for the double portion that was preceding for Wayakahel and Pekude or Fekude. And here, for continuity purposes, we're going to pick up with Pekude just to review right here as we're beginning here the third book of Moshe. The Hebrew book that is called in English Leviticus and is known from the Hebrew perspective as Sefer Vayikra, modern Hebrew, or Wa, and Yikra, and he called. So here, the evening psalm, standing evening psalm right here, is chanted in the temple, the Heikal of Yerushalayim. Pre-70 A.D., right here we have Psalm 82. Rise up the chant right here.
Psalm 82.
Mizmor Pevet, Mizmor
Le'asav, Le'asav.
God standeth in the congregation of the mighty.
Elohim Nitzav Ba'adat El, El.
He judgeth among the gods.
Bekerev Elohim
Yishpot.
How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth. For thou shalt inherit all nations, 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 inherit all
nations.
For from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering. For my name shall be great among the heathen. Saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts.
Shema Yisrael, here for continuity purposes, we had a double portion to seal up the second book of HaTorah, of the five books of Moshe, and here we're in the third book, but here for continuity purposes for Pekude, for the 23rd sabbatical study, just a review right here, going through the basic synopsis. Some of the basic questions, about how many questions here, there's 12 questions, and hopefully touch on some of the DT's discussion, the reasonings from the 23rd Rastafari sabbatical study for Shabbat Pekude, Shabbat Pekude, here.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
So here the overview right here for Shabbat Pekude, the previous double portion and the previous Torah reading and feeding before we begin here with this third book known as Leviticus, as a Sefer Vayikra, the book and he called. So here we have Pekudei. Pekudei sometimes is brought out as the accountings, you know, the accountings of. In the KJV, we pick up with Exodus from low degrees to high degrees, Exodus chapter 38, verse 21 to Exodus chapter 40, verse 38, sealing the second book, the Sefer Shemot, the book of the names, as called Exodus. So here, Pekudei. Exodus chapter 38, verse 21 to Exodus chapter 40, verse 38. And this is touching the key word right here for the last reading from the second book of Moshe, Hebrew book known as Exodus. KJV, low degrees to high degrees. It says, Exodus 38, verse 21. This is the sum for the word Pekudei, as some pointed or Fekudei, as we find it in the manuscripts. Right, is the word brought out as sum. Now, it's a very, very interesting word, Pekudei, coming from the Hebrew, the H6485, the key word, the theme of the sabbatical for Shabbat, Pekudei, come from the Hebrew, Fakad. We have like the pe and the fe, depends on the pointing. And also we know dialectically, even Hebrew speaking, you know, as we have East Coast, West Coast, North and South. Yes, the same language, but sometimes a different intonation. So we have the H6485. He has pakad, to attend to muster, to number, to reckon. Also, we have this word, if we study this word, and we have, hopefully we can bring forward that reasoning, that research right there. We find it used to visit, where Yahweh Eloheinu said that he would visit Sarah, the matriarch. That word is key. When Joseph said that Yahuwah would visit the Bnei Yisrael, even in the Sema Samantawi in Mitzrayim, in the two lands, a.k.a. in Egypt. But here is brought out, according to the context, as a sum, like a summing of, you know, a summary and an account, taking account of. But here, the root idea here, BDB, Brown's Drivers Briggs definition, brings out Fakad as to attend to muster, to number, to reckon, to visit, to punish, to appoint, to look after, to care for. Now, it's the context that is really makes the sense right here. So we have this word, pakad, in the al form, the basic form, as to pay attention to observe, to attend to seek, to look about for. It can also have a context of to seek in vain, to need, to miss, to lack something. In some contexts, we have pakad as to visit, right? To visit upon. It can be for a good purpose or a not good purpose, right? To punish, to pass in review, to muster, to number, like if a king or a ruler, you know, reviews their troops in that sense, where the troops are passing by. That's a sense of the pakad, right? To appoint, to assign, to lay upon as a charge, to deposit. The Nephile sense is interesting, right? It can be to be sought, something that is sought or someone that is sought, needed, someone that is missed, someone that is lacking. But seeking, like something that is sought, something that is needed, someone who is needed, missed, or lacking. And that context also can be to be visited, right? And to be visited upon, to be appointed, to be watched over. The PL sense of the Hebrews, to muster, to call up. The Pu'al sense is to be passed in review, to be caused to miss, to be called to account. So that sense of accounting, to be called to account. It's interesting because there's also a verse in the prophets, I think, if I recall, bring up the verse where in the Hebrew really brings out this word right here where it says that
and oh, no, it's actually in the Torah when Moshe had pleaded the cause of the disobedient Israelites using Yahuwah's own attributes. In other words, kind of like showing Yahuwah a mirror of himself and selecting certain of the 13 attributes to plead like a attorney or an advocate at law would on behalf of their client. You know, Yahuwah says something interesting to Moshe. He says, but, you know, like he would like visit, you know, like he would bring their iniquity upon them, or he would visit that iniquity upon them when he come. It kind of has like a kind of a new covenant kind of a Haitian kind of a sense. You know what I mean? That he would let it pass now. But, you know, when he passed by and checks them again and checks that count of them again, you know, he said then he would bring that judgment, you know, upon them. He would visit, you know, their iniquity. So that phrase, like to visit the iniquity, you know, but it's the base idea is like an accounting and taking account. If one is in a good standing, has good credit, right, then that visiting is for a good purpose, like in the example of the matriarch Sarah, or in the example of Yosef, when Yosef said that, you know, for sure, surely Yahuwah will visit you and will bring you up from the Tawi, from the two lands, a.k.a. Mitzrayim, also known as Egypt. There's a couple more forms of this word right here. The Hitzpah sense is like to be numbered, or do we miss the Hofel sense, to be visited, right, to number, to be numbered. Musterings, like when you're mustering an army, you're getting, you know, the men of war together, or who you need, your team together, so to speak. Also in the sense of expenses, you know, you're accounting for expenses. Okay, we have to make this move right here, even if it's war, but we have to count the course, right, to see whether, you know, the sum, whether we have what we need, you know, like the scripts say that, you know, before war, you know, you check to see whether you have what you need to prevail. If you don't, then you send emissaries, you know, messengers of peace, so to speak. But this is a primitive root right here, and we're zooming in on it, right, to bring out the context. This here, for this 23rd, it's the key word that comes out of the Hebrew, Shabbat Pekudei, Shabbat Pekudei. Right? But it's, this word, when we study it from the Hebrew perspective, is found elsewhere. So as we study it elsewhere, we can get like a full kind of a HD, you know, high definition, get the Hebrew definition of this and the context. So when you understand it as it appears elsewhere, when you look at this, it is a summary and account, but there is much more to it. So here the Strong's definition brings out this key word for the 23rd sabbatical for Shabbat Pekudei, as to visit, open parenthesis, bring out the context, with friendly or hostile intent. And I want to say this to a lot of the brothers and sisters doing their studies and using either the Blue Letter Bible or some of these like strong that have Strong's concordance and other concordances. Hopefully one-to-ones will learn how to read in context even the Strong's concordance. But we heard someone take, you know, a lot of things out of context when they're trying to kind of elaborate, you know, on a Hebrew word. You also have to be able to go into the text, right, and get at least two or three witnesses to establish, you know, to establish that point according to what is written. But Pekudei, Pekudei, from Pekad, Pekad, right, to visit with friendly or hostile intent. Let me make a little footnote right here. Linguistically, the Afro-Shemitic linguistics, like the Hebrew, a Afro, you know, we say African Shemitic language, and also the Amharic as well, African Shemitic languages. We have the word fekad, right, from fekede. Fekede means to permit. Fekede in the sense of fekad, fekede is like the root fekad, right, would be will, like thy will be done, you know, in that sense, like fekad. Right, that kingdom come, the fekad. So Ethiopically, it has a sense of permission, you know, yetefekado warket, like having a paper that gives you permission, a permission paper, so to speak, you know what I mean, or authorization document, so to speak. So I just want to share that kind of point of reference, because as we study it, understanding that the other Afro-Shemitic language or African Shemitic language, he would turn to the people. Remember, he would turn to the people, a purified, a refined language. We link this here with the Pakad, or in the other pointing, Fakat. So the Hebraically, from the primitive sense, to visit, like to take an account of, to visit. It's almost like when the owner of a company, you know, goes around to like visit the different branches of the company or different, you know, stores, you know. They have that show on TV, like the boss, that boss show where the boss goes into his own business, like as a worker, to see how other workers, you know, handle his business. Now think, now that's what men and people made in the image after the likeness, you know, do. But now we can now see the true, you know, the true context of what he who he be, Yahweh Eloheinu, also does. But here, Pakad, in the Strong's definition, Pakad, to visit. So it means to visit, but there's two truths. To visit with a friendly or a good intent, or it can mean to visit with a hostile intent. By analogy, Pakad, Fakad, and Pekudeh means to oversee, to muster, to charge, to care for, to miss, to deposit. That there is basic, some basic. There's other contexts of this word where it sometimes is brought out as to punish. That means to visit, right? Like to visit the iniquity. Or if the people are good, he will visit Baraka, blessing upon them. But first, he's like taking an account. He's like, it's kind of like a judgment, you know, but it's like an accounting. Let's put it like an accounting, a reckoning, right? But this word also is sometimes translated from the Hebrew into the King James English as to remember, to when it says that he will bring, you know, it into remembrance, as to say to bring it into account, right? And if it's good, right, it will be with a good intent. And if it's bad, it will be for punishing or a more of a judgmental intent. Simply put, KJV brings out the word here in Exodus chapter 38, verse 21, as the sum, right? The sum. So here the key verse right here for the 23rd, Shabbat Pekudeh. This is the sum of the tabernacle, even the tabernacle of testimony, as it was counted. Take note of that word right there, counted. According to the commandment of Moshe, for the service of the Levites, by the hand of Ithamar, son of Aaron, the priest. Now, just note in this key verse here, right, for Shabbat Pekudeh, the words, the sum. Also note the word was counted, because that word, too, right there is pakad, fakad, from the same sense. So we can see the sum, right, in KJV, Exodus 38:21, the sum is pakad, right, pakad. And then we have was counted as pakad. And then also look what it says, the commandment. According to the commandment, according to the peh, some pointed as, or the peh, the mouth, according to the mouth of Moses. So in the KJV, it says commandment, and elsewhere it would say according to the commandment. And in those other places, it's actually using the Hebrew word sawa or sava for command. Here it says according to the commandment of Moses, or from the Hebrew mobeda, according to the mouth, or on the mouth of Moses, for the service of the Levites by the hand of Ithamar, son of Aaron, the priest. So here the Hebrew, Eile, Fikudei, Ha-Mishkan, Ha-Eduta, Shara, Pukad, Al-Pi, Moshe, Abadat, Ha-Luim, Abiyada, Itamar, Ben, Aherona, Ha-Kohen. So the key word right here is where it says, Eile, these. Now notice the King James Version says this. We have a this in Hebrew, but here the Hebrew says, Eile, Ale, Ale, these, Ale, Fikude. These are the accountings of. So the phrase Fikude or Pikude doesn't just mean kud, like an account, but it's the accountings of. So it's what we call in the Hebrew, it's in the construct form, the construct form. And that means it's like a two-part. It's like saying the accountings of. Pikude, the day part, so that something that has to join. It's an incomplete Pikude, right? Next word, Hamishkan. Of the what? Of the Mishkan. What is the Mishkan? The Mishkan is the dwelling place that is called in translation the tabernacle. But it comes from the Hebrew root of Shakan, right? As we have the Shakanyah, Jah dwelling, Jah abiding, and the Shekinah, right? We could say that feminine aspect, you know, abiding, you know, in chokmah and wisdom. So right here, we have Elezis Fikude, the accountings, the sums. So really in the English, it says the sum in a singularity, but the Hebrew brings out the sense of the sums, right? The sum and the sums of, right? This is the sums of HaMishkan, the summing up of the Mishkan. Now it's interesting when in the Hebrew, these words repeat, Shema'ah, Shemuli. Eile, Fikude, HaMishkan, Mishkan, HaEdut. These, the sums of the dwelling place, Mishkan, the dwelling place, HaEdut, the dwelling place of the Edut elsewhere would be brought out sometimes as the congregation or Edat. The Edut is the testimony, Edut. It's a feminine, it's in a feminine context, right? Edut, the testimony or the witness. Right, so the tabernacle or the dwelling place of the witness. Now remember we said that the Ark of the Covenant, we say the Ark of the Covenant, but then when we find it first in the earlier portion was introduced, it's called the Aron HaEdut, the Aron, the Ark of the Testimony, the Ark of the Witness, Asher, that which Pukad, Asher Pukad, Asher, that which Pukad was counted, Pukad, that which was accounted or counted all upon Alfi, upon the Fi, the Peh, the Feh, the mouth, Moshe, Alpi, Moshe, upon the mouth of Moses, Ibodat, the service, right, the service, Halloween, the service of the Levites, the Yad, by way of the hand or on the hand, by the hand, the Yad, the hand, the Beit Essentia, the Beth, brings out the sense of in, on, by way of, the Yad, on, in, by way of the hand, Itamar, who was Itamar? Ben, the son of Aharon, of Aaron, HaKohen. And now he is, you could say, the second Moshiach, right, according to HaTorah, the second anointed one, the anointed high priest, Kohen Gadol. So here, as we said earlier, with the double portions, take note that Vayakahel or Vayachel is always combined with the Parshat Pikude during non-leap years, in years where there is no additional month. So a non-leap year, Hebraically speaking, is a year where there's no additional month of Adar inserted into the calendar. So here, quickly a little summary right here. Synopsis here. Parshat Pikude, the Torah reading and feeding for Shabbat Pikude, a review, a summary right here, is the final portion of the book of Exodus. It begins with Moshe's accounting
of all the materials that were donated and contributed for the construction of the Mishkan, the dwelling place known as the Tabernacle. Moshe first recorded the inventory of the building materials and furnishings. First, he recorded the inventory, the account of the building materials and furnishings, and then he carefully checked the special priestly garments. After all the work was confirmed to be in complete accordance, in other words, in the Hebraic sense, perfect, nothing more, nothing less, in complete accordance with Jehovah's instruction for the construction, Moses blessed them. Moses blessed them at this particular point right here. And remember that they're giving, right? The giving was called upon those to give whose hearts so move them. Be blessed.
Bless his imperial majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie, Jah Rastafari, who liveth and reigneth with I and I continually ever faithful, ever sure. Jah Rastafari, with no apology. And this is the Rastaman Vibration.
Rasta is something from your heart. From your heart.
Something from your heart. Your heart. Rasta is something from your heart. Keeping the heart to go right here. So Jehovah then commanded Moshe to assemble. After he had blessed the people, he checked the word, confirmed everything was in complete accordance with Jehovah's instruction. He blessed Ha'am, Amo Yisrael. Then Jehovah then commanded Moshe to assemble. Now to assemble HaMishkan, right? This is where we had the Wayakahel, that assembling, bringing together all the elements, right, of the Mishkan, the Hebrew church, so to speak, to assemble HaMishkan on, quote, the first month in the second year from the date of the Exodus. This is according to what we have in the Torah. The context is from the date of the Yetziat Mitzrayim, from the coming out from the Siman Tawi, from the two lands, from Egypt. On the first month of the second year, on the first day of the month. So this right here would be, right, Abib, as we have Abib, A-B-I-B in the Hebrew. Modern Hebrew, they'll say Aviv, like when they say Tel Aviv. In fact, Abib means barley, right? It's like the barley. The barley is the first to sprout up, you know, in them regions, you know, in this season, in the spring season, right? So the same month is called after the Babylonian captivity, right, and the return of that remnant from Babylon, the Black Yehudim. They adopted certain, you know, names and everything, and Nisan is one of these, because the only month that really had a name, right, according to the Torah, was the first month, the first moon, and it was known as Abib. In the modern Hebrew, again, it would be called Aviv, also known as Nisan first. The Torah states that this is the beginning of moons or months, or Rosh, the Hebrew for Ras, head, Rosh Chodashim. Now, Chodashim come from Chadash, right, as we have the Brit Chadasha, as we have Adis, that Adis or Hadish, right, sense. So Rosh Chodashim, or the head of the months, the head of the new. It acts as a sense of new, right, that new. It's not the word month in the Hebrew, but it has a sense of renew, like of renewing, you know, when the moon goes through those cycles. Since Moshe gave the commandment to begin the building of the tabernacle, the construction of the structure, the Mishkan, on the day after Yom HaKippurim, according to tried and tradition, this was on the day after Yom HaKippurim, or we could say the first Yom HaKippurim, so to speak, on Tishri, the month of Tishri, the seventh month, the 11th day. Now, one is solar, right, calendar. One is lunar. On the lunar, we have the seventh month, the 11th day. On the solar, right, that will correspond to roughly the Ethiopian Kingdom of God season and time, the September 11th time. But the Yom HaKippurim, the Day of the Atonement, so I remember the context because they had come into the covenant, right? Moshe went up to confirm things and bring forth more direction and instruction. And then some of the people had got bummy and went after, you know, went turned back to, you know, what they should have left behind them. You know, and there they broke the covenant, right? And 40 more days, they didn't know it was in limbo. And then the covenant was renewed. There was that new covenant, Hebraically speaking, it was renewed, right? And this is all the connection here. So this implies that it took less than 6 months for Bezalel and his team to create the Mishkan, the dwelling place, the chapel, the sanctuary, and all of its furniture and furnishing. After HaMishkan, the dwelling place, the tabernacle, the chapel was complete, and all its components were accounted for and inspected. Accounted for and inspected. They say what gets measured gets done. In other words, like what gets written and recorded, you know, gets done. What gets measured gets done. So after everything was accounted for and inspected, Moshe assembled, gathered it all together, right? And he anointed all its components with the holy anointing oil that we've touched on as well. Now, some might say, well, the Aishins was cannabis. No, one of the elements in the Aishins was cannabisum, or the sweet cane, the sweet canna. Kenebosa, right? As well as the anointing oil. One of the elements was the kanabosa, right? He then formally initiated. Formally now, he initiates Aaron and his four sons into the priesthood. Now, the divine presence, literally in the Hebrew is the face, or literally in the Hebrew is the faces. Right? Remember the true Trinity, the Hebrew Trinity, the one power. The divine presence manifested as a cloud of glory, then filled the Holy of Holies, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, right? In the Ohel Moed, in the tent of meeting, the tent of the appointment. Now the book of Shemot, aka Exodus, it ends with this. And Moshe was not able to enter the Ohel Moed, the tent of meeting, the tent of the appointment, because the cloud, Anan, settled on it. And the glory, the kavod, the glory, the gravity of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, filled HaMishkan, filled the dwelling place, the sanctuary, the chapel. Throughout all their journeys, it goes on to say, throughout all their journeys, whenever the cloud, He'anan, was taken up from over HaMishkan, Amo Yisrael, the people of Israel, would set out. They would set out. So when the cloud elevated, you know, they would move forward, right? But if He'anan, if the cloud, Jah's cloud technology, was not taken up, if it was not elevated, right, then they did not set out till the day that it was taken up, that it went up. For the cloud of Yahuwah, right, the cloud of Jehovah was on the Mishkan, the sanctuary, the dwelling place by day, and Aish, fire, Issat, was in it by night, in the sight of all the Beit, the house of Yisrael, the Beit of Israel, throughout all their journeys. So hear. Yes, I hear. So the summary right there, brothers and sisters, looking at the time we have right here, don't take a look old Selah right here with Nazio Fontaine. We are trotting
trotting, yachting, journeying, making moves, the journey of Ja people right here, here, here. Just some of the questions here to seal up the second book and begin fulfill, you know, this third book right here. But today's daily song, 113. Boom again, Shalom Chavarim. Here we have today's daily song. We have Psalm
113.
Praise ye the Lord. Praise, O ye servants of the Lord, praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is like unto the Lord our God, who dwelleth on high, who humbleth himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in the earth? He raiseth up the poor out of the dust, and lifteth the needy out of the dunghill, that he may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people. He maketh the barren woman to keep house, and to be a joyful mother of children. Praise ye the Lord.
In Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, an exalted power to the lion, to the lion, to the lion, to the lion, in his divine being to the kings of Israel, divine being to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, and at times to God, and at times to God, and at times to God himself, 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 himself.
So here are some basic questions. Let's get through these basic questions and hopefully review today's daily psalm. Look up Batalua right there. Small, but enough. So here, basic questions, the BQs, basic questions right here for the Shabbat Pekudei. Here, question number one. When did Elohim's presence, his face, his perception fill HaMishkan, fill the dwelling place, fill the sanctuary, the chapel? On Nisan or Abib first, the first of Abib, that means like 2 weeks before Passover, because they was marking the calendar since the Exodus and that beginning of months, as it says, this shall be the beginning of months, right, to you all, to the Beit Yisrael. So on Abib, right, the first of Abib, the start of the new year after the Exodus, we say the Holy New Year. So we have the springtime new year. That's like the Holy New Year, what Yah commanded to be. And then we have the civil new year after the 7 months of the feasts, the appointed feasts and festivals of Yahuwah are fulfilled in the seventh month called Tishri. But when did Elohim's presence, Yahuwah HaKadosh, Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be He, blessed be the name, when did his face, literally in the Hebrew, his presence, his perception, fill HaMishkan, the dwelling place, on the first of Abib, also known as Nisan first, the start of the holy, you could say the Hebrew, the new year, after the Yetziat, Mitzrayim, the coming out from Mitzrayim or the Exodus. Now, according to a Midrash, a study, HaMishkan, tabernacle, was completed on Kislev 25th, right? That would be, just to use the Western Gentile year, and that would be roughly like what, the 9th? Around like maybe the time of December and the winter, some say the winter moons. But Elohim waited until Abib first. We could say like waited for the kind of the anniversary of the Exodus to manifest his presence, his face, Hapanim, right there. In commemoration, it is said of Yitzhak, of Isaac's birth, and also to mark, right, the holy, as we say, the ecclesiastical, the new year in the, say, the springtime, right, roughly the April, May time. Now, HaMishkan, the tabernacle, the dwelling place, was consecrated for 7 days, beginning on Adar 23rd. During each of the 7 days of consecration, Moshe, he set up HaMishkan, the tabernacle, and he offered sacrifices every morning, and then it is said that he pulled it down. So he would set it up and pull it down, and there's a interesting deeper reasoning and going into points in the scripture
where this may be seen, you know, to manifest like that practice and perfect. Remember, the tabernacle was an object lesson. It's almost like when you have children and you're teaching them how to read and write and about different things, you tend to write it large, you know. In a sense, you might exaggerate it, but you do it big, right, so that then they recognize, you know, that, you know, on the outer for the inner. So this is a tabernacle as an object lesson. So it said that Moshe would set up the Mishkan, the tabernacle, offer sacrifices every morning, then pull it down. Now, on the eighth day, right, the eighth day, therefore, would correspond with that beginning of Abib, or that beginning of moons, the months, as it says in HaTorah. He put it up, but he did not dismantle it again. So for those days, it says that he would like pitch it, right, go through the offerings, and then take it down, and then go and pitch it and take it down. It's almost like in the military, you know, how you'll break down your weapon, you know, and you'll put it back together. But that practice, something about the redundancy and the practice that makes perfect. Yes, hebraically, there is perfect. Question number two, who was responsible for the financial accounts of HaMishkan? Who was responsible for the financial accounting and accountability of the sanctuary? Answer, Itamar, the son Ben Aharon, the son of Aaron. He was in charge of the Mishkan, the tabernacle, and its accounts. How do we know this? We know this from the key words and the key verses in Exodus chapter 38, verse 21, for Shabbat Pekudei. Eile Pekudei HaMishkan Mishkan HaEdut Asher Pukad Alpi Moshe Abadat Halloween Beyad Itamar Ben Aharon HaKohen. Bringing out the English, the KJV-wise, this is the sum, the countings of the tabernacle, Fikudei HaMishkan, even of the tabernacle of testimony, Mishkan HaEdut, as it was counted, Pukad, according to the Peh, the Feh, the mouth of Moshe, for the Abadat, the service of Halloween, by the Yad, the hand of Ithamar, the Ben, the son of Aharon, HaKohen, of Aaron, the priest. So that verse right there, when understood in the Hebrew context, it will bring out how we frame the question, the financial accounting and accountability. That was Itamar's role and function. Question number three for Shabbat Pekudei, Sabbath Pekudei, which two were responsible for the building, the construction of the structure known as HaMishkan, and all of its furniture and all of its furnishing? According to HaTorah, it was Bezalel ben Uri. It was Bezalel, the one whose name means in the shadow of El, in the shadow of the Almighty, the Mighty One, the Power. Bezalel Ben Uri of the tribe of Yehuda, and Aholiav Ben Achisamach of the tribe of Dan, according to Exodus chapter 38, verses 22 to 23. These two brethren, Bezalel Ben Uri and Aholiav Ben Achisamach. Question number four for Shabbat Pekudei. What does the name Bezalel mean, Chaverim? As we brought that out, the answer is in the shadow. Bezal, in the tzal, in the tzal, shadow, Bezal, El, of El, of the Almighty, of the Mighty One, of Hayel, of Ha'el. Question number five. How many stones were on the Kohen Gadol, the big priest, Kohen priest, Gadol, big, or the high priest, the big priest, breastplate, known as the Choshen? The breastplate in the Hebrew is the Choshen. So how many stones were on the Kohen Gadol's Choshen, the high priest breastplate. Answer, according to HaTorah, as it's written, 12. One, each stone, right, was written the name of a tribe of Rael, of Yasharal. Question number 6. According to the ancient sages, roughly how many people were present when Ha'el, the Almighty's presence, filled HaMishkan? It is said, according to the sages, over 2 million. It's estimated as over 2 million. Now, how is this determined, that there were over 2 million people present when Ha'elohim's face's perception filled the Mishkan? Well, they determined this number by the account, the Pukad, right? The Fukad, the account of the weight of the silver, the weight of the Keses, the Bur, used for the sockets, the Edonim from Eden socket, right? The Edonim, or some might say the Adonim, right? The sockets of the Mishkan. See, a half shekel tax or levy was imposed on all males, on all the males from the age of 20 years and upwards. We have this in Exodus chapter 30, verses 13 to 16. There was a half shekel, some say a tax or a levy, that was imposed on all the males among them that was from the age of 20 years old and upward. Now, Moshe recorded the weight, right? Because we're not to take that census as an account, and we have testimony of that. So it's not an account as people would take. It's a type of a census, but how the census is to be taken, this gives the template. So it wasn't counting each man, but Moses recording the weight of the kesef, the silver, to be 100 talents, or what's known as the kikars, right? Plus 1,175 shekels. So if one kikar equals 3,000 shekels, and there were 100 kikars, this amounts to 300,000 shekels. We then add 1,775 to yield 301,775, and multiply by 2 to result in 603,550 men, the males at this time, age 20 or more, according to Exodus chapter 38, verse 26. Therefore, right, predictively assuming that these were married men with 2 or more children, the total number of people represented by the shekalim, by the kesef, by the silver, the shekels, they reaches 2 million. This is how ones and ones account for this number. And actually, when you think about it, you understand the context, since the men were not counted directly. Those are the kind of censuses that get certain judgments. You know what I mean? We have that even in the testimony in Dawid's, in David's time. But that's an interesting reasonment. Let's put that on the beamer and go to the next question here for Shabbat Fekudeh. Question 7. Was there more gold or silver in the sanctuary of the Mishkan? Was there more gold or was there more silver? What you think, Chavarim? There was more silver. Answer, silver. There were over 100 kikars of silver used, and 29 kikars of gold used, according to Exodus chapter 38, verses 24 to 25. So there was 100 kikars of silver as opposed to 29, and most of that was used on the ark and the altar of Ishans. Question number 8. How did Moshe consecrate the furnishings of HaMishkan? How did he consecrate? What does it mean that he consecrated? What did he do? Answer, he smeared each with Shemen HaMishcha. The Shemen HaMishcha, Shemen oil, Ha-Za-Mishcha, anointing. Shemen HaMishcha. He smeared each of the items with the holy anointing oil with the Shemen HaMishcha. Note that the word Mishcha, Mishcha, is related to the word Mashiach, Mashiach, or in the English, Messiah. Every part of HaMishkan, of the dwelling place, would foreshadow and foreshadow Ha'elohim, Ha'elohim's plan of redemption given in and through Adonainu Yeshua HaNotri, also known as Yeshua HaMoshiach. Here, question number 9. How is the Shekinah presence? Now, in Judaism, they say the Shekinah, when we have those manifestations like the cloud of glory and the presence, it's known as the Shekinah. And the Shekinah in the Hebrew means like she dwells. The other term that we prefer in some other context is the Shekinah. There's a name of an Israelite named Shekinah, Shekinja. Shekinah means he who be dwells. But to the question, how is the Shekinah, or some say Shekinah, but Shekinah presence described regarding HaMishkan? Here, answer, as a cloud, as a Enan, as a Enan over HaMishkan, over the tabernacle by day, and as a column of fire, a column of fire by night. When the cloud lifted, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, they were to pack up. It's time to pack up the Ohel Moed, the tent of the meeting, the appointment, and continue, right, their journey, continue their tribe. The cloud, He'anan, was said to be the same Enan cloud as that cloud on Har Sinai, on Mount Sinai. Question number 10 here, Shabbat Pekudeh. What are the two great themes, Chaberim? The two. What are the two great themes of the book of Exodus, of the Sefer Shemot? One, deliverance, the first, deliverance from bondage, deliverance from bondage. Secondarily, the revelation at Sinai. And what was the revelation at Sinai? One of the revelations at Sinai, well, there's two we can point to. One is the revelation of Ha'elohim, the Elohim, in speaking those 10 words known as the 10 commandments, the pure Torah. And secondarily, the Mishkan, HaMishkan, the sanctuary, the dwelling place where he would dwell, right, amongst his people, where Jah would dwell amongst Jah people. So deliverance, right, from bondage and revelation. So deliverance and revelation are the two great themes, Chaberim. Question 11, what are the Shemot? Shemot means names in the Hebrew, and the book of Exodus is known as the Sefer Shemot, the book of the names in the Hebrew. So what are the names, the Shemot, of the 11 Torah portions, the reading and feedings that we have in the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that's known as the book of Exodus? What are those 11 Torah reading and feedings? What are the names? Shemot, Vayera, Vayera, Bo, Beshalach, Yitro, also known as Jethro, Mishpatim, Judgments, Teruma, Tetzave, Ki Tisa, Wa Yakahel, and Pekudeh. So in the plain, you know, Hebrew speech, they will go as Shemot, Vayera, Bo, Beshalach, Yitro, Mishpatim, Teruma, Tetzave, Ki Tisa, Vayachel, and Pekudeh. Those are the 11 right there, the names, right? Shemot,
Vaera, Waera, and I appeared and I was visible. Waera, Bo, Go, Bishalach, and letting go. Yitro, Jethro, Mishpatim, the judgments. Teruma, the offering. Tizawe, command. Kitisa, when you lift. Wayakahel, Vayachel, right? And he gathered and he churched. And Pekude, the sums, the accounting. Here, question 12 here to seal. Right here on the basic questions of the last, the 11th Torah reading and feeding, the manna, the angel's bread, in the second book, the book of Exodus. What do we say when the last verse of a book, of a cipher, of a sefer, of the Bible, of the scripts, especially of HaTorah, is recited, is chanted? What do we say, Chavarim? We say Chazak, Chazak, Venit Chazek. We say Chazak, be strong, Chazak, be strong, Venit Chazek, and make I and I be strengthened, or Venit Chazek, make I and I be encouraged, make I and I be strengthened. The sense is, make I and I strengthen one another, right? May I and I encourage one another. So we say Chazak, Chazak, Wenit Chazek, Chazak, Chazak, be strong, Wenit Chazek, and make I and I strengthen one another, make I and I encourage one another. Yes, I, Rastafari. Selah, moment.
Get going, no time to sit down. Some people not know life is a cycle. They gotta know how to get around. Yes, you got to be strong and be all the best you can. The world is out there, conquer your fears. Now you wait too long. Yes, you got to be strong and be all the best you can. The world is out there, conquer your fears. How you doing? Long time I haven't seen you. Hope you're behaving yourself, no like a good behaving citizen. Nothing come easy, you got to work hard, I'm telling you. Hope and pray for the best, cause I believe in you. Not like a stereotype, cleanliness intriguing you. Give thanks and praise for my life, and for us being here. Children can't but it's good, the system killing us. They're good in us, and we've always wanted to bring it out. Show the world what we got, the struggle continues, yo. Check the conditions in which we're living, yo. Ain't no one competing, yo. Got to work to be a winner. Our children going to bed without having a dinner. Yes, you got to be strong and be all the best you can. The world is out there, conquer your fears. I'm telling you, wait too long. Yes, you got to be strong and be all the best you can. The world is out there, conquer your fears. And don't you wait too long. People are filled with expectation, that's fine with me. Opportunity comes but once, so it's time for me. I don't think of failure because the sun shines for me. Something in the back of my head keep reminding me. Give a listening ear when I call. There's good and bad, so just be good and stand tall. A lot of people out there wish for me to fall. I'm not scared, I pray to He who had created us all. Evils and the demons, woo, I don't stop with them. Hey, they don't like me, hey, what's up with them? I just can't do without dialogue because it's like the oxygen. I don't need no folly, I don't need no crap with them. Yes, you got to be strong and be all the best you can. The world is out there, conquer your fears. And now you wait too long. Yes, you got to be strong and be all the best you can. The world is out there, conquer your fears. And don't you wait too long. How you doing? Long time I haven't seen you. Hope you're behaving yourself, no like a good behaving citizen. Nothing come easy, you got to work hard, I'm telling you. Hope and pray for the best, cause I believe in you. Not like the stereotype, cleanliness intriguing you. Give thanks and praise for my life, and for us being here. Children can't go to school, the system killing.
in us. There's good in us, and we've always wanted to bring it out. Show the world what we got. The struggle continues, yo. Tell the conditions in which we're living, yo. Ain't no one from giving, yo. That you have to be the winner. Our children going to bed without loving a thing. Yes, you got to be strong and be all the best you can. The world is out there, conquer your fear. I'm telling you, way too long.
This one is the heart of fire. Me burn them judge, and me burn them lawyer. Rastafari is no lamb to no slaughter. Okay.
Whoa. Na 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 na. I tried my best, never to stop love you, be there for you. Ooh, still you make my life so miserable. Jealousy and problems coming to our lives. Yeah.
Ethiopia.
If the white man has the idea of a white God, let him worship his God as he desires. We have found a new ideal. Because whilst our God has no color, and yet it is human to see everything through one's own spectacles, and since the white people have seen their God through their white spectacles, we have only now started to see our God through our own spectacles. We believe in the God of Ethiopia, the everlasting God, and we shall worship him through the spectacles of Ethiopia. Do you know what it is to be a man? To be a man is to bear resemblance of the Creator.
In Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, in exalted power to the lion, 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 in his divine being to the kings of Israel, divine being to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, and at times to God, and at times to God, and at times to God himself, 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 himself.
Yes, yes, yes. So we have Psalm 113 right here. You hear Chavarim, going to rival the world and hard, go through this little but very, very important, very big psalm right here. Psalm 113, right off the world and hard. And then we're going to touch on the Hebrew Midrash, today's daily psalm, a little study right here. First, Barana Selassie, ask for the next, another lyric, one another relic in them Amharic, calling on the singers and players of instruments. Yes.
Legashun, Agarashu, Memeles, Memelegashun, Zengashwe, Ethiopia Menosh, you know. But we want the next verse with Amharic. But we want the next verse with Amharic.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
We're going to skip the Bible dubwise.
መዝሙር 112 በቅንፍ 113 ሃሌሉያ የእግዚአብሔር ባሪያዎች ሆይ አመስግኑ የእግዚአብሔርንም ስም አመስግኑ ከዛሬ ጀምሮ እስከ ዘላለም ድረስ የእግዚአብሔር ስም ብሩክ ይሁን ከፀሐይ መውጫ ጀምሮ እስከ መግቢያው ድረስ የእግዚአብሔር ስም ይመስገን እግዚአብሔር በአሕዛብ ሁሉ ላይ ከፍተኛ ነው ክብሩም ከሰማያት በላይ ነው እንደ አምላካችን እንደ እግዚአብሔር ማን ነው በላይ የሚኖር በሰማይና በምድር የተዋረዱትን የሚያይ ካለቆች ጋር ከህዝቡም ማለቆች ጋር ያኖረው ዘንድ ችግረኛን ከመሬት የሚያነሳ ምስኪኑንም ከፋንድያ ከፍ ከፍ የሚያደርግ መካኒቱን በቤት የሚያኖራት ደስ የተሰኘችም የልጆች እናት የሚያደርጋል። ሃሌሉያ።
Psalm 113. Praise ye the Lord. Praise, O ye servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is like unto the Lord our God, who dwelleth on high, who humbleth himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in the earth? He raiseth up the poor out of the dust, and lifteth the needy out of the dunghill, that he may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people. He maketh the barren woman to keep house, and to be a joyful mother of children. Praise ye the Lord.
መዝሙር 112 በቅንፍ 113 ሃሌሉያ። የእግዚአብሔር ባሪያዎች ሆይ አመስግኑ፣ የእግዚአብሔርንም ስም አመስግኑ። ከዛሬ ጀምሮ እስከ ዘላለም ድረስ የእግዚአብሔር ስም ብሩክ ይሁን። ከፀሐይ መውጫ ጀምሮ እስከ መግቢያው ድረስ የእግዚአብሔር ስም ይመስገን። እግዚአብሔር በአሕዛብ ሁሉ ላይ ከፍተኛ ነው፣ ክብሩም ከሰማያት በላይ ነው። እንደ አምላካችን እንደ እግዚአብሔር ማን ነው? በላይ የሚኖር በሰማይና በምድር የተዋረዱትን የሚያይ ካለቆች ጋር ከሕዝቡም አለቆች ጋር ያኖረው ዘንድ ችግረኛን ከመሬት የሚያነሳ ምስኪኑንም ከፋንድያ ከፍ ከፍ የሚያደርግ መካኒቱን በቤት የሚያኖራት ደስ የተሰኘችም የልጆች እናት የሚያደርጋት ሃሌሉያ።
Bring forth the Bible.
መዝሙር 112 በቅንፍ 113 ሃሌሉያ። የእግዚአብሔር ባሪያዎች ሆይ አመስግኑ፣ የእግዚአብሔርንም ስም አመስግኑ። ከዛሬ ጀምሮ እስከ ዘላለም ድረስ የእግዚአብሔር ስም ብሩክ ይሁን። ከፀሐይ መውጫ ጀምሮ እስከ መግቢያው ድረስ የእግዚአብሔር ስም ይመስገን። እግዚአብሔር በአሕዛብ ሁሉ ላይ ከፍተኛ ነው፣ ክብሩም ከሰማያት በላይ ነው። እንደ አምላካችን እንደ እግዚአብሔር ማን ነው? በላይ የሚኖር በሰማይና በምድር የተዋረዱትን የሚያይ ካለቆች ጋር ከሕዝቡም አለቆች ጋር ያኖረው ዘንድ ችግረኛን ከመሬት የሚያነሳ ምስኪኑንም ከፋንድያ ከፍ ከፍ የሚያደርግ መካኒቱን በቤት የሚያኖራት ደስ የተሰኘችም የልጆች እናት የሚያደርጋት ሃሌሉያ።
Bring forth the Bible.
Salamta Tenaist Aving. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Melchizedek, we have Mezmore Dawit, Meto Asara Sost. Mezmor Meto Asara Sos, Psalm 113, according to the royal order, and here after the order of Melchizedek, the righteous king, even Karmawi, Karmawi, Haile Selassie. And here we compare and contrast from the Authorized, Revised, Amharic Bible, the HSV, alongside the KJV. Here, Mekai and I ride up. There's some Ab, where will it, where Menfes it caduce, Ahadu, Amlak, in Jimral. And we begin. And it's themed, Le Talakuna, Le Mehariu, Geta, Miskana. For the great, Le Talaku, Na, and Le Talaku, for the Talaku, for the great, Le Talaku, Na, Le Mehariu, and for the merciful Mehariu Geta, for the merciful Lord, for the merciful Lord, the merciful Adonai, Le Mehariu Geta, Miskana, thanks and praise, Hebraically the Torah. This psalm is themed praise Elohim, praise Jah, Hallelujah, Psalm. Make I and I ride up.
ቁጥር 1 ሃሌሉያ። የእግዚአብሔር ባሪያዎች ሆይ አመስግኑት፣ የእግዚአብሔርንም ስም አመስግኑ፣ 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 አመስግኑ። ሃሌሉያ። ፕሬይዝ ይ ያ ፕሬይዝ ይ ጆ Hallelujah, praise ye Yah, praise ye He who be. Praise, O ye servants of Egeziyahvihar Sustainer. Praise the name of Egeziyahvihar Sustainer, the good generous Ab, Father. Hallelujah. Yeh Egeziyahvihar Bariya Ochoy, Ameskenut. Yeh Egeziyahvihar Nim Sim, Ameskenu. Kuter Hulet, verse 2. Kazari Jimro is Kazalalem Dures, Ye Gziavia Sim, Baruch Yehun. Blessed be the name of Egziavia, sustainer of the good, the generous Ab, Father. From this time, from this Iowa, forth, forward, and forevermore. Kazare Jimro is Kazalalem Dures. Ye Egziavihar Sim Baruch Yehun. Kazare, from today, Jemro, starting from today, Kazare Jemro, Iska, until Zalalem, the forever, the rest, reaching to the forever. Ye Egziavihar Sim, the Sim, the name, the Shem, the Hashem, the Sim, Ye Egziavihar Sim, Baruch, Baruch. Baruch, bless, Baruch Yehun, Baruch Yehun. Let it be blessed, may it be blessed. Kuter source, verse 3. Kutz ahaya mocha jemro, iska megbiyawa deres, ye egziyavi hersim, ye mesken. From the rising of the sun, cuts a high mocha jemro. Starting from the rising of the sun, cuts a high mocha, mocha, the coming out of the sun, the coming out. Cuts a high mocha jemro, iska megbiyao, until it's going, it's entering in from the rising of the sun to the going down. KJV says the going down. It says iska megbiyao, megbiyao, until it's exit, right? Exit. Iska megbiyao deres, ye ekziyavi harsim ye mesken. The name of Egziavia, the sustainer, Yod Hey Wehe Yahweh Yahweh, he who be who he be, his divine majesty, Yemesken, Egziavia Sim, Yemesken. Kuter Arat, verse 4. Egziavia Ba'ahizav Hululai Kaftenyano, Kubruma Kasamayata Belaino. The Lord, Egziavia, the sustainer, is high above all nations. The Ahizab Hululai Kaftenyano. Kaftenya is high, high, high. The Ahizab, the peoples. Ahizab Hulu, the Ahizab Hululai above all the people. Kaftenyano. Kubrum and his glory. Kubrum, his Kubru. Kabru, his glory, Kabrum, and his glory, Kasamayat, from the heavens, Belaino, is from the heavens above, Kabrum, Kasamayata, Belaino, Kuter Amis, verse 5. Indam lakachin, in the Egziaria manno, Belaya minor. Who is like to the Lord, Egziaviher? Our God, Amlakachin, our source, in the Amlakachin, in the Egziavihar, Mano, Man, who, Nau, is it? Mano, in the Amlakachin, in the Egziavihar, Mano, Belai, Yeminor, who dwelleth Belai, above, on high, Belai, Yeminor, the one who be, the one who exists, the one who dwelleth on high. Kuter Siddist, verse 6. بسمعينا بمدر يتواردوتنا يمياي who humbleth himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in the earth. Besamayina, besamay, in the samay, in heaven, besamayina, and bemidr, on the earthly plane, yetawaradutinna yemiyai. He sees those who are, you know, he humbled himself, right? He humbled himself. It's interesting right here. We ride up with Kuter. Here we have Kuteroch, Sabat, Iska, Cement. Verses 7 and 8 as one verse. Kalik Ochgar, Kahizbu Malik Ochgar, Yanorozen, Chigrenyana Kamerejem Yanesa. Misa kinunema kafandia kafkafim yadarig. He riseth up the poor, out of the dust, and lifteth the needy out of the dunghill, that he may set him, with princes, even with the princes of his people, Ka'alik Ochgar, with the princes, Ka'hizboom, and from the people, Alik Ochgar, Yanorozen, to set him, that he may set him with the princes, with the leaders, the Alik Och, even the leaders, the princes of his people. Chigrenyana kameretem yanesa, chigrenya, the poor, chigrenyan kameret, from the dust, from the field, kameretem yanesa, yemiyanesa, to lift up, miskinunim, the needy, miskinunim, kafandia, the dunghill, kafandia, from the dunghill, miskinunim, kafandia, kafkafim yadarig, and lifteth the needy out of the dunghill, that he may set him with the princes, even the princes of his people, kuta zetang, verse 9. Mekanituna bebeitem ya norat, desa yetesanyechim, ye lijochinatem ya dargat, hallelujah. He maketh the barren woman to keep house. Mekanitun bebeita yemiya norat. He sets the mekanitun bebeit, in the bait, in the house, in house. He maketh the barren to keep house. Mekanituna bebeit yemiya norat. Desa yetesenyechim. Des, happy, joyful, desa yetesenyechim, one who experiences happiness and joyful, she who experiences happiness and joyfulness, des yetesenyechim, ye lijochinat, ye lijoch, ye of lijoch, children, ye lijoch, of children, inat, mother of children, yelijochinat, yemiyadargat, and maketh her to be a joyful, happy mother of children. Hallelujah. Praise ye, Jah, Rastafari. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
مزمور متو عسرا هولت بكنف متو عسرا صوص هاليلويا يكزيافير باريا وچهوي አመስግኑት የእግዚአብሔርንም ስም አመስግኑ። ከዛሬ ጀምሮ እስከ ዘላለም ድረስ የእግዚአብሔር ስም ብሩክ ይሁን። ከፀሐይ መውጫ ጀምሮ እስከ መግቢያው ድረስ የእግዚአብሔር ስም ይመስገን። እግዚአብሔር በአሕዛብ ሁሉ ላይ ከፍተኛ ነው፣ ክብሩም ከሰማያት በላይ ነው። እንደ አምላካችን እንደ እግዚአብሔር ማን ነው? በላይ የሚኖር በሰማይና በምድር የተዋረዱትን የሚያይ ከአለቆች ጋር ከሕዝቡም አለቆች ጋር ያኖረው ዘንድ ችግረኛን ከመሬት የሚያነሳ ምስኪኑንም ከፋንድያ ከፍ ከፍ የሚያደርግ መካኒቱን በቤት የሚያኖራት ደስ የተሰኘችም የልጆች እናት የሚያደርጋት ሃሌሉያ።
Come free me. מזמור קופיות גימל. הללויה, הללו עבדי אדוני, הללו את שם אדוני. יהי שם אדוני מבורך מעתה ועד עולם, ממזרח שמש עד מבואו מהולל שם אדוני. רם על כל גויים אדוני, על השמיים כבודו. מי כאדוני אלוהינו המגביהי לשבת, המשפילי לראות בשמיים ובארץ. מקימי מעפר דל, מאשפות ירים אביון, להושיב עם נדיבים, עם נדיבי עמו. מושיבי עקרת הבית, אם הבנים שמחה, הללויה.
Psalm 113. Praise ye the Lord. Praise, O ye servants of the Lord, praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is like unto the Lord our God, who dwelleth on high, who humbleth himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in the earth? He raiseth up the poor out of the dust, and lifteth the needy out of the dunghill, that he may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people. He maketh the barren woman to keep house, and to be a joyful mother of children. Praise ye the Lord.
Mizmor Kuf Yud Gimal. Hallelujah. Hallelujah Abde Adonai. הללו את שם אדוני. יהי שם אדוני מבורך מעתה ועד עולם, ממזרח שמש עד מבואו מהולל שם אדוני. רם על כל גויים אדוני, על השמיים כבודו. מי כאדוני אלוהינו המגביהי לשבת, המשפילי לראות בשמיים ובארץ. מקימי מעפר דל, מאשפות ירים אביון, להושיב עם נדיבים, עם נדיבי עמו. מושיבי עקרת הבית, אם הבנים שמחה, הללויה.
Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and hear, 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 Shema Yisrael, hear, hear, give ear, O Yisrael, Mizmor Kof Yod Gimel, Kof Yud Gimel, Kof Yod Gamel. Psalm, CXIII, Psalm 113, Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Hallelujah.
praise, that these songs may have come together at this particular time, but the context here is the Exodus. But it's interesting that these particular psalms and today's daily psalm, hallelujah, praise ye, hallelujah, hallelujah, yah. Now we have in today's daily psalm, we have a couple of sections to today's daily psalm, namely verses 1 to 3, the summons to hallelujah, 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 praise ye, hallelujah. The exaltation, exalt ye, hallel, hallel y'all, hallel y'all, illil y'all, yah, he who be. The summons in verses 1 to 3 and verses 4 to 6, Yahweh's, Jehovah's eminence, ha Elohim, the true good, the true God's eminence. And in verses 7 to 9, we have his care for the lowly, for the downtrodden, right? His care, Jah's care for the lowly, for the poor. We have in today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and hear, 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 Shema Yisrael, hallelujah, hallelujah, Avdei Yehovah. Hallelujah, et Hashemi Yehovah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise y'all, Yah, he who be. Hallelujah, praise y'all, Avdei Yehovah. The Avdei, Abdei, Avdei, the servants of Yahweh, of Jehovah. Hallelujah, praise y'all, hallelujah, a command to praise, to hallel, hallel y'all, illil y'all. The name of Jehovah. Hallelujah. Et Shemi Yahuwah. Et Shem Yahuwah. Et Shem Yahuwah. Et Shemi Yahuwah. Yehi Shemi Yahuwah. Mevorak. May Ata. We Ada Olam. Blessed be the name of he who be who he be. Yehi Shemi Yehovah Mevorak. Blessed Mevorak, Mevorak, Mevorak. Blessed be Yehi Shemi Yehovah Shem Yahweh, Shem Yehovah Mevorak, Mevorak. Blessed May Ata. From now, from this time, from this Iowa, May Ata. May Ata, we are the Olam, from this Iowa forth and for Iva. May Ata, we are the Olam, from this Ata, this Iowa, may Ata, we are and forth, from this time and forth, Olam, for Iva. Mi mizrach shemesh ada mevo mehulal shemi hoa, from the rising of the sun. Mi mizrach shemesh, from the mizrach, mi mizrach shemesh, from the rising of the shemesh of the sun. Ada mevo, to the going down thereof, or to it's going forth, it's entering in. Ad mevo'o, mevo'o, ad mevo'o, ad mevo'o. Mehulal l'shemi Yehovah. The name of Jehovah, Jehovah's name is to be praised. Mehulal is to be hallel, elild, is to be praised. Mehulal shemi Yehovah. The summons to hallelujah, to the Avdei Yehovah, to the servants of Jehovah. Some exegetes, they understand the phrase of the loyal. This is saying the loyal among Israel, the Avdei, the servants, Avdei, Avdei Yehovah, the worshippers. But verse 3 rather suggests that the call is made to all, both Jew and Gentile, both Israelites and the Goyim and the nations who acknowledge Yahuwah, who acknowledge he who be who he be. The name of Yahuwah, Shem Yahuwah, Shemi Yahuwah, the name of Jehovah. It is Ha'el, El, Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'el Elohim, as he has revealed himself, the Hashem, the name, Hashem, HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, Baruch Hashem, blessed be the name, that men and people are exhorted to build them up, to praise, to give thanks, to praise, to Isaac. So we have the first verse, Hallelujah. Of Dei Yehovah, Hallelujah et Shemi Yehovah. Here, the Beit verse, Yehi Shem Yehovah Mivorak Me Ata Ada Olam. From this I were forth, on account of his redemption of Yisrael, of the Yehudi, even the black and the brown Jews, from Babylon, from the Babylonian captivity. The Yehudi from the Babylonian captivity, it is an event of eternal significance. And so his praise, his eyes must continue, must itinue for all time, for all Iowa. Me ata ada olam, mimi zarach shemesh ada nebo. From the rising, the mizrach, from the east, the rising of the Shemesh, the sun, Ad, going forward till Ad Mivo'o, Mibo'o, Ad Mivo'o, till the going down is a translation, but Bo means to go or to enter in. Here we have Ad Mibo'o, Ad Mivo'o, till it's going forward. Mihulala Shemi Hoa. It is also an event of universal import, so that all men, all humanity, from the east, Mimizrach, to the west, Adamivo, throughout the world in its entirety may discern his might and his supremacy, the supremacy of his divine majesty, and offer him praise and offer him Isis. Here the Dalet, the fourth, the Hey and the Vav verses 4-6. Ram al kol goyim Yahuwah al hashemayim ku avodo ni yakai Yahuwah Eloheinu ha magavihi la shavet. Ha mashpili lirota vashmayim uva aret. Jehovah is high above all nations. Ram, al kol goyim, Yahweh. Above, high above, Ram, high, all above, kol go, all goyim, al kol goyim. High above all nations and nationalities, Ram, al kol goyim, Yahweh, Jehovah, he who be who he be is high above all nations. Al hashemayim, kavodo, his glory, kavodo, 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 kavodo. His kavodo, kavodo, his glory, al hashemayim, is above al hashemayim, above the heavens. Al hashemayim, kavodo, he who be who he be in the nations. His glory is above.
another day.
Let's get into our midrash, a little study from some of the ancient reasonings on the Psalms, from the midrash of the Tehillim, Hillel, like Elil, like the Eluta, the exaltation, the bigging up, kind of a word sound for bigging up, praising right there. So we have Psalm Mizmor Kof Yod Gimel. Mizmor Kof Yod Gimel Gamel Kof Yod Gimel. Psalm 113, Psalm CXIII. So here, Midrash. It's little, but it's talua. It's small, but it has enough. Even why is it hallelujah? It's a question, and not hallelujah Yahweh or Yahuwah. Why is it the short, what's called the short form? He who be and not Yahuwah, he who be.
Well, here, 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 the Midrash, the ancient reasoning, give an insight for I and I. So come, 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 make with reason. The Midrash on Mizmor Kof Yod Gamel of Yud Gimel, Psalm 113. First verse. Praise ye the Lord. Praise, O ye servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. First verse. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Abdei Yahuwah. Hallelujah. Et Hashem Yahuwah. Hallelujah. These words are to be considered in the light, the illumination of the verse, even the verse that we have in Psalm 77, Hebraically numbered verses 6 to 7. The verse that reads in Psalm 77, I have considered the days of old, the years of ancient times. I call to remembrance, Niginati. I call to remembrance, Niginati, in the night. I commune with my own heart. So here, 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 Mizmor Ein Zain, Psalm 77, which is themed the cry of affliction, Psalm LXXVIII. I have pondered the days of old, the years of ancient times. Chishabti Yamim Mikedem. Chishabti Yamim Mikedem. I have pondered the days of the Kedem, the Yamim Mikedem, from the Kedem, from the ancient times. Chishabti. I reckoned. Chishabti Yamim Mikedem. Shenot Olamim. The Shenot, the Shanas, the years, the Shenot Olamim of the world, often interpreted as, it's literally dealing with the world, the Olamim, but also the ancient periods of time. The past history of Yisrael was reviewed by him with its many illustrations of Jah's providential care, Jehovah Jireh, Yahweh Yireh, Yireh, Jehovah Irie, Yireh, he will see to it, Yahweh Yireh, Jehovah Jireh. Verse 7, Ezkerah, Niginati, Balayla, Ezkerah, Niginati, Balayla, in the night, Balayla, I will call to remembrance, Ezkerah, my song, Niginati. I will commune with my own heart, Aim de lebabi, Asicha, will meditate, Aim de lebabi, Asicha, Waya hafez, Ruach Ruchi. Oh, that's a final part that's not brought out right here, but where it says, and my spirit make it diligent search. Why chafes ruchi, my spirit, my iris. Why ye chafes, and my iris makes diligent search, searches it out diligently. So here in the Midrash commentary right here on the opening verse of Psalm 113, Mizmor Kof Yod Gimel of Yud Gamel, we have praise ye he who be, praise ye Jah, hallelujah, praise O ye, O your servants of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, hallelujah, all of y'all, hallelujah, praise, hallelujah. Abdei Yahuwah, Abdei, servants, workmen, servants of he who be. Praise the name of he who be, who you be. Hallelujah, et shem Yahuwah. So it says here, bringing out Psalm 77, the 6th to 7th verse, I have considered
first part of the verse. I have considered the days of old. I have considered the days, me Kedem, from the Kedem. The years of ancient time, the years of the world, the Shinota Olamim. I call to remembrance Neginati. I call to remembrance Neginati. Ezekara Neginati. Balaila. Balaila. In the shadow state called the night. Balaila and the Laila. I will commune with my own heart. Aima Levadi. Asiha. Asiha. What? What here is meant by I call to remembrance Neginati. I call to remembrance Ezekara. Ezekara Neginati. So here we have a Midrash note. Go to this firstly right here for today's psalm. Usually this is rendered Neginati. We say Bingi in the Hebrew. You know, Nigi note. Alright, Bingi note. On the Nigi note, Bingi note. Here we have Neginati. Neginati is usually translated from the Hebrew as my song. Neginati. Neginati. I call to remembrance my song in the night. Ezekara, Neginati Balaila. So what is meant by I call to remembrance Neginati? Rav Aibu and Rav Yehuda Bar Shimon, they differ. Rav Aibu took it to mean Neginati, that the congregation, the Edat Yisrael, said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Ilu One, blessed be He, I call to remembrance the breaking of mine enemy's power. And in this sense, Neginati, meaning the breaking of mine enemy's power, Neginati, as indicated by the verse, even the verse from Bereshit, the verse from Genesis, El Elyon, Elohim, Elyon, God Most High, hath delivered me gain, thine enemies into thy hand. In Genesis, Bereshit, Genesis chapter 14, verse 20, where it reads, God the Most High, El Elyon, hath delivered, hath regained thine enemies into thy hand. And so the Edat Yisrael, the aggregation, the witness of Israel says, quote, because I call to remembrance the breaking of mine enemy, Neginati, the breaking of my enemy's power in the night, therefore I commune with mine own heart. And here, the Midrash points to a further reasoning in the second psalm, the third section. Yes, time will go to that, but keeping it moving forward. So Rav Yehuda Bar Shimon, Judah Bar Simon, he took Neginati to mean that the Edat Yisrael, the congregation of Israel, said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be He, I call to remembrance the miracles that thou, the I, did for me, for I in Mitzrayim, in Egypt, in Kemet, if you please, and how I sang songs to thee because of the miracles, the amazing deeds done did for me. How indeed I sang songs and psalms. I sang songs and psalms, chants, Isis to the eye during that night. As it is said even in Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah chapter 30, verse 29, ye all shall have a song as in the night, when a feast was hallowed, when a feast was set apart, when a feast was idolified. And what was the night when a feast was hallowed, was set apart, was idolified? The night when thou, the I, didst smite the firstborn in the land of Mitzrayim, in the land of Egypt. As is said, even in Shemot, Exodus chapter 12, verse 29, where it reads, and it came to pass at midnight
that Yahweh, that Jehovah, smote all the firstborn in the land of Mitzrayim. Accordingly, Rav Yehuda bar Shimon, Judah bar Simon, took the words, my song, Hebraically, niginati, my song in the night, niginati balayla, to refer to the song of that night when thou, the I, didst redeem us, I, and bring us, I, forth, forward to freeness. We, I, were Parao servants, bondmen, and thou, the I, didst redeem us, redeem I, and make us, make I, thy, the I servants, the I bondmen. Therefore, it is said, praise, O ye, O your servants of Jehovah, and not praise, O ye servants of Paro, of Pharaoh. A different comment on the opening of today's Psalm Mizmor, Kof Yod Gamel, Kof Yud Gimel, Psalm 113, that reads Hebraically, Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Abdei Yahuwah, praise He who be, praise, O ye servants of He who be, who He be, of the generation that uttered these words. Scripture says, according to the Mashal, according to Proverbs, the Mishle Shlomo, the Proverbs of Solomon, chapter 31, verse 26, where it reads, it, she opened her mouth with wisdom, and the law, the Torah of kindness was on it, on her tongue. You can count 26 generations. You can count 26 generations. And here, the Midrash note points us to the commentary, the reasoning on Psalm 105, the third section. You can count 26 generations from the time the Iowa, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be He, created His universe, His universe, until the time the Iowa, that Yisrael, the Tsar, the Prince of El, of the Almighty, went forth mi Mitzrayim, out of Mitzrayim. But no one of these generations said, none of these generations said, Hallelujah, said, praise ye Yah, until Yisrael went forth mi Mitzrayim, out of Egypt, out of Mitzrayim, went forth from their servitude to clay and to bricks. It was then they said, Hallelujah, praise who be. At just what time, what I was, at just what time, what Iowa did the B'nai Yisrael, did the sons of Yisrael say, Hallelujah, praise ye Yah, praise y'all He who be. During the plague of the firstborn, in the night, Parao, Pharaoh, arose and went to Moshe and Aharon, as is said even in Shemot in Exodus chapter 12, verse 31, where it reads, and he called for Moshe and Aharon by Laila, by night. And in the Laila, in the night, he knocked on the doors of Moshe and Aharon and said to them, rise up, get you forth from among me, my people. They answered, fool, are we, are I and I to arise in the night? Are we, are I and I, thieves, that we should go forth by night? In the morning, I and I shall leave. It was thus, like this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, charged I and I, according to Shemot, Exodus chapter 12, verse 22, none of y'all, none of you,
shall go out of the door of Baito, of his bait, of his house, until the boker, until the morning. Paro. Pharaoh said to them, but by that time, all the Mitzrayim, all the Egyptians will be dead. As is written, even in the 33rd verse of the 12th chapter of Exodus, as it is written, they said, we are all dead men. Moshe and Aharon replied, seekest thou to end this plague? Then say, behold, you are free. Behold, you are your own men. You are no longer servants of mine. You are servants of Jehovah. Whereupon, Pharaoh cried out, saying, formerly, you were my servant, my bondage. But now, behold, y'all are free. Behold, y'all are your own men. Behold, y'all are servants of Jehovah. And being his servants, y'all are now obliged to praise him, to Isis him, as is said even here, in today's daily psalm. Hallelujah, hallelujah, day Yahuwah, hallelujah, praise your Yah, hallelujah, praise, O servant of Jehovah. So, two, scripture says, even in Leviticus, Vayikra, Leviticus chapter 25, verse 55, for to me, to I, the B'nai Yisrael, the sons of Israel are servants, are bondmen. For to me, to I, the children of Israel are servants. And again, in Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 30, verse 29, ye, y'all, shall have a song as in the night, when a feast was hallowed, a feast was set apart, was hilified. In a different targum, a different tirgum, interpretation of the phrase, praise ye Yah, hallelujah, hallelujah, praise y'all Yah, praise y'all he who be. It is observed, why? Why does not scripture say, hallelujah, Yahuwah? Why does the scripture say, hallelujah? Why does not the scripture say, praise ye, praise y'all, Yahweh, Yahuwah, Jehovah? Rav Yirmiyahu, Ernest Jeremiah explains, in the name of Rav Eliezer Eliza, the world is not worthy enough to praise Elohim with his whole name, but with only half Shemo, with half his name. As is said, even in Psalm 150, at the sixth verse, Hebraically in Mizmor Kof Non, Kof Nun, the sixth verse where it reads, let everything that has breath praise Yah. Make everything that have breath praise Yah. Call Hanishama Tehalel Yah. Call all Hanishama, all the breath, all that have a Nishama, all that have breath, call Hanishama Tehalel Yah. Praise Yah. Here, here, here. We have a Midrash note right here. And it says that only priests, Kohanim, only priests may use Ha-Elohim, Elohim's whole name. Only the priests may use Ha-Elohim's whole name. Hence, here, 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 it is said, Hallelujah, and not Hallelujah or Hallelujah way, but Hallelujah. Praise ye, praise your Yah, praise your he who be, praise your Jah, praise, O ye, y'all servants of Jehovah. From this verse,
This verse here in today's psalm, in today's daily psalm, from this verse, the sages, they concluded that the psalms, the chants, the Isis, that are known Hebraically as the Hallel or the Elil, the Hallel, the Elil psalms, should be said by no fewer than three men. So the ancient sages said that the Hallel psalms should be said by no fewer than three men. For to whom is the verse praise, hallelujah, O ye, O your servants of Jehovah, of day, Yahuwah, said to at least two men, who with the man who speaks the verse makes no fewer than three. So for to whom is the verse, hear, hallelujah, of day, Yahuwah, praise, O ye servants of Jehovah, said to at least two men, mandem, who with the mind who speaks the verse makes no fewer than three. Hear, the second part of the verse in today's psalm that reads, and they say, praise the name of Jehovah. And they say in a call and response to the first man, say to the two man them, hallelujah, Adonai Yahuwah. And they respond, hallelujah, et Hashem Yahuwah. They respond, praise the name of Jehovah. The name, the Hashem, in that he made war for us. Praise the name of Yahuwah. Praise the name of Jehovah, the Hashem, the name, in that he made war for us, for I and I. As is said even in Shemot, even in Exodus chapter 15, verse 3. The Lord is a man of war, the Lord is his name, or Yahuwah. Ish Milchama, Yahuwah Shemo. Jehovah is a man, a Ish. A Ish of Milchama, of war, Yahuwah, he who he be, Shemo, his name. Blessed be the name of Jehovah. Did you hear the beginning part of the second verse that reads bravely? Yehi Shem Yahuwah Meborak. Yehi Shem Yahuwah Meborak. Blessed be the name of Jehovah. Yehi Shem Yahuwah Meborak. From this time, this I will forward and forevermore. And for ivermore, may Ata we'ad olam. From this time, from now, may Ata. From now, may Ata we'ad and forward olam, forward for ivermore. In this world, they praise him, and when they provoke him. In this world they praise him, and then they provoke him. But not so in the Zaman Labo, in the time that I were to come. For then they will praise Isis him from this time forth and for ivermore. May Atah wa'ad olam, from this I were forth and for ivermore. Therefore, I say to y'all, that y'all also will endure forever, for ever. For HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the I, the One, the Sanctified, the Set Apart One, blessed be He. He says, you praise me, the I praise I, from this time, this I were forth, and for ivermore. May Ata we'ad olam. So I shall bless you, as scripture says right here, pointing to Psalm 125, the 125th Psalm, Hebraically, the second verse that reads,
The Lord is round about his people from this time forth and forever and forever. Jehovah is round about his people from this Iowa forth and forevermore. Hear, hear from Mizmor Kof Kafhei from Psalm 125, that is theme, security in Elohim, security in Jah, Psalm CXXV. Hear, 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 the second verse says, as the mountains are round, the fuller verse, as the mountains are round about Jerusalem, Yerushalayim, Harim, Asaviv, Laha, so Jehovah is round about his people. Why Yehovah Sabib Le'amo from this time forth and forever. Me'ata we'ad olam. Hear, hear, hear. Yes, I, Rastafari, tell all nations. 90 seconds, brothers and sisters. Brothers and sisters. Brothers and sisters. Brothers and sisters.
Think about me, I'm all right.